Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Arfu Shleima, for Avzachar, to Menachem, and Gittel Nur Brian Dalea. And for Yudah ben Sion ben Omi, and Shlom ben Fegedina, and Yob ben Esther, and Shalva bas Abigail Rezel, they should all have a Arfu Shleima, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, and it should be a schus also for Rabbi Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, Shmuel ben Yamim, Tishna Rechaleya, David Shukrala ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akela, Yisrael Tzadok ben Shulamis, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and Avraham Yitzchak ben Esther. They should all have bracha vehatzlacha v'chol masa yideyem. This week's parasha is Parashas Yisro, Jethro. And in Parashas Yisro, we know we read the Ten Commandments, the Aseres Hadibros. So we are going to discuss the minhag to stand during the Aseres Hadibros. Is this a proper minhag, or is it not a proper minhag? We're going to be basing ourselves on the Sefer Gan Shoshanim of Rav Genak Shlita in Simen Mem Beis. The Rambam already was asked this question in the Tshuvas HaRambam, Ba'otzos El HaMakoros, at the end of in Simen Samech. If it is fitting, if it is proper to stand during the Aseres Hadibros, and there was a rabbi who stopped people from standing because he claimed that it makes the Aseres Hadibros look more important than the rest of the Torah. If you only stand during the Aseres Hadibros and not during other sections of the Torah, it makes the Aseres Hadibros seem more important. And the Gemara already says that we stop saying the Aseres Hadibros daily with Kriyas Shema because people would think that the Aseres Hadibros have more chashivas than the rest of the Torah. The Minim would say that. Those apikorsim, those people with the skewed hashkafas, would say that the Aseres Hadibros have more chashivas than the rest of the Torah. We believe every word in the Torah is equal chashivas. So therefore we were mevatel the daily kriya of the Aseres Hadibros. So we should also be mevatel, claim to this Rav, standing during the reading of the Aseres Hadibros so as not to show that the Aseres Hadibros has more chashivas than the rest of the Torah. The Rambam's reply was, you are 100% right. One should indeed not stand during the Aseres Hadibros. That is the psak of Rav Moshe ben Maimon. And if somebody does, he should be stopped. It is going to cause a hefsed in emunah, a loss in the proper emunah that people are supposed to have. If that's the case, then how come the minug in Kehilas Yisrael is to stand during the Aseres Hadibros when the Rambam says not to stand? So Rav Soloveitchik was very good, besides being very good at a lot of things. One of the things he was very good at was finding a solid foundation and basis for minhagim. So Rav Soloveitchik found a basis for our minhag to stand during the Aseres Hadibros. He explains as follows, that there is something called the Tama Elyon and something called the Tama Tachton. Two different types of trup of Tamei Mikrav Nigunim that we use when we read the Aseres Hadibros. The difference is that the Tam HaTachton demarcates, splits up, apportions the Aseres Hadibros into Psukim as a regular Kriyas HaTorah, and the Tam HaElyon splits up the Aseres Hadibros into Dibros. So in the Tam HaElyon you can have a few Psukim, say if Shabbos would be one Pasuk, read as one Pasuk, because it's split up into Dibros. The Tam HaTachton is read Lefi the Psukim, and therefore you can have a few dibros, lo sirtzach, lo sinaf, lo signal, lo sembra, achay chaker, which is one pasuk. It can be split up into a. It is one pasuk. So the Tam HaElyon is going to break it up into a number of psukim. Did I say the Tam HaTachton before? I meant the Tam HaElyon. So the Tam HaElyon can take a few psukim and make them into one, and it can take one pasuk and make it into a few, because the Tam HaElyon is only concerned with the dibros, splitting them up into dibros. The Tam HaTachton is concerned with psukim, so it breaks up the Aseres HaDibros into regular psukim. Now normally when we read the Torah, we are reading as a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Derabim. And we read, we split up the psukim into regular psukim and call pasuk lo pasuk emoshin lo paskinan. We don't split up the psukim other than the Moshe did. If he didn't make the end of the pasuk, we don't. That's the regular rule, like Rav Soloveitchik explains, that when you read the Torah, that's Tira Gavra. There's a special din to read the Torah in public. According to most Rishonim, it's a Chiyuv HaTzibur. It's not a special Chiyuv on the Yachid, but it's a Chiyuv on the community, that whenever there's a minyan, those days that you're Chayiv and Kriyas HaTorah, we read the Torah publicly and it purifies a person. So it's read as a Kiyum of Talmud Torah Derabim. And when one is Mekayim this Chiyuv, this Kiyum, when it was Mekayim this Mitzvah of Talmud Torah Derabim, he breaks up the Pesukim into Tama Tachton. He ends it Pasuk by Pasuk. However, if you would read the Aseret HaDibros B'Tama Elyon and split them up into Dibros, then it would be a different type of Kiyum. It wouldn't be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se, like we're normally Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It would be a Kiyum of Zechiras Ma'amad Har Sinai, in addition to the regular Kiyum of Talmud Torah. But it would be a Kiyum of Ma'amad Har Sinai, and therefore there's no din of Kol Pasuk Lo Pasuk Moshe Lo Paskina, that you don't stop where Moshe didn't stop, because here there's a special Kiyum. And that is, we're not reading just to learn Torah, we're reading to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, and therefore we split up the Kriya into 10 different Dibros. That's the tune. So when did the Rambam say in his Tshuva that one should be Mochel, one should protest, when others are standing during Aseres HaDibros? That is only when you're reading B'Tama Tachton, because in Pashtus the Rambam doesn't mention Tama Elyon, so they were reading B'Tama Tachton. And in such an instance, the Rambam is right, in a Chinami, that one should protest, because it's a regular Kriyas HaTorah, one shouldn't stand. That shows that this Kriya is more Chashivas than other Kriyas. But if one isn't reading out Kriyas HaTorah per se, but for a higher reason as well, also to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, so it's not a zilzal in the other parts of the Torah to stand during Aseres HaDibros, because you're not standing because these words are more important than other words. You're standing because you want to remember the Maimud. You want to remember that great event. So therefore, there is a special mitzvah to stand. And that the Rambam wasn't talking about. So our minhag does not fly in the face of the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam's psak was when you read B'Tama Tachlon, it's a regular Kriyas HaTorah. If you normally sit for Kriyas HaTorah, you shouldn't stand here. And when we stand, Minag Yisrael, is because we're reading B'Tama Elyon. And then in Achanami you're supposed to stand. Interesting enough, Reb Chaim HaLevi would always read in his base medrash the Aseres HaDibros B'Tama Tachton. Some people have a minhag during Shavuos Dafka, they read B'Tama Elyon, and Yisro and Vezchan, and they read B'Tama Tachton. However, we found the justification for the minhag to read the Aseres HaDibros while standing, and it is not in any way contradicting the psak of the Rambam, because we're reading it Zecher L'Ma'amad Har Sinai. In the Mishnah and Megillah, and Af Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph, it says, Ein Mafsikin Beklalos. You're now allowed to stop in the middle of the reading of the Klalos. One person has to read it all. The Gemara explains, because Reish Lakish says, because you don't make a bracha on Piranha, so therefore you don't start or end the Kriya of the Klalos with the Psukim of the Klalos. Rather, what does the Gemara say you do? You start a Pasuk before the Klalos, and you end a Pasuk after the curses. And this way, you're not making a bracha on a Klala. Tosfos Yontav asks, he said, I don't understand. In the time of the Mishnah, and there's a din in the Mishnah, that Ein Mafsikin Beklalos, you never have a bracha before or after the Klalos, because only one person would make a bracha at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, and one person makes a bracha at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, and nothing in the middle. Only B'Psich and B'Chasima, there's a bracha. But there's no bracha in the middle. There's a HaPosech V'Achosem Mevarech Lufanel L'Acharel. The one who opens it makes a bracha lefanel. The one who closes the reading makes a bracha lacharel. And nothing in the middle. So when would you have a mitzias of a bracha on the klalos? What is the Mishnah talking about? So Rabbi Kivager answers that the Yerushalmi, that the klalos require a special bracha. The klalos, Aseres HaDibros, and Shiras Hayam. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that you have to start a pasuk before the klalos and end the pasuk after the klalos, making a bracha? The answer is because there's a special bracha you make on the kriya of the klalos. And therefore, there would be a chash that you'd make a bracha on a klala. Therefore, we start a pasuk before and end a pasuk after. And we also have this Yerushalmi that in Aseres Hadibros, you make a special bracha before and after. Why would that be? Because normally when you make a bracha, so you're making a bracha on the reading of the Tama Tachton. But here, if you're reading specially the Tama Elyon, so it would require its own bracha. It's not just a regular kiyum of Talmud Torah D'Rabim, it's a Zechel Mamad Har Sinai. And Shira Sayom and the Klalas are also a special din in Shira and Tochacha in addition to Kriyas Torah Shebuchsav. And therefore, they require a special bracha. And our minhag is also to stand during Kriyas Hayam, Kriyas Shira Sayom. And that's also because of the special kiyum of this Shira. And that's also why Shira Siyam is its own special nigan, because there's a special kiyum of Shira. Ashira Lashem Ki Gogos is Rahvaram Abayam. There's a special kiyum of Shira, and not just a regular kiyum of Kriya Sataris, therefore it has its own nigan. There's some kihilos that read the Tochacha without brachos. The Igros Moshe says, it's a minak tos, minak is osios gehenim. And you're not allowed to do that, because you're not allowed to read the Torah B'tzibur, even one pasuk without a bracha. Now, according to the Yerushalmi we quoted, they're even more wrong. Because fakert, the klalos require a special bracha. So, we should all be zelche, mitz Hashem, the Shabbos, to be makabel Torah, to remember Mamad Har Sinai. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.